Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust for the next 2 hours right here on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly. I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. We are very happy to be with you. And this is our regular scheduled start time, 10 o'clock.
You're right today.
Yeah. Are you refreshed? You look a little prettier today.
Prettier? You started the show out yesterday the same way. You know, every time we start the show out, it's not going to be a good show unless you start out by insulting me somehow.
You look prettier. That's a good thing.
You lie.
People look at me and go, you look like you should have been dead and planted a month ago. Now, that's an insult.
There ain't nothing pretty about this, pal. Not in many years. Not in many, many years.
Maybe my eyes are going bad. What do I know?
Maybe they are. You know, I bet that's it. Yeah. Hey, so we have a great show for everybody today. We are going to have Mr. Chris Rignion from Spectrum Remodeling. Chris is an expert on curing people's OPD, open porch disorder. And he's been going to school for many years to help you with that. And he'll come on at 10:30 and tell people how he can help you with some three-season rooms, some decking, a lot of cool stuff. That
porch enclosures.
Spectrum Remodeling does. There you go. Yep. And then we want people to stick.
Spectrum, and just in case anybody gets confused. Because they got to look that up. They got to look up SunSpace by Spectrum.
Yes, sir. And then we're going to take a lot of your phone calls during the day. And at noon, we got the bonus hour featuring our good friend Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. And another one-hour testimonial that people need to hear because it's Chuck, we said it yesterday, it's like insulation. Sealing your ductwork is going to start paying you back the minute that truck drives away, period. And it's one of the
value. Go ahead.
AeroSeal is one of the great new innovations that Chuck and I have seen in our lifetime for this industry. And every house out there can do that. And Steve Dickinson's going to be coming on at noon to talk about that as well. Right, buddy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey,
yesterday, bud, we dipped our toe into the article we wrote this weekend at the Detroit News Home section. And then we got a lot of phone calls. We got busy like we always do. And we're thrilled to have your phone calls. But we really want to encourage people to go out there and take a look at this article, because if you're going to hire a contractor this year, you want to take a look at this article. And Chuck, you titled it perfect, buddy, Contract Basics, right?
Hopefully.
Well, the basic things people need to know when hiring a contractor. And like we said yesterday, unfortunately, people may think that's easy, but a lot of the contractors out there don't know contract basics.
You said it 2 years ago, a lot of homeowners don't read the contract. When I used to build homes for people, right? So we were going to create something that didn't exist at all. And I made people sit with me for several hours, and we went through word by word, page by page.
So smart.
Yeah, people go, why do we have to do this? And then at the end of it, they'd go, I'm so glad we did that.
You know, you, Cy Sims, we quote him all the time as an educated consumer. And you know, my wife, who does hair for a living, that's what she chose to do. She went out and got her degree, and she loves doing hair. Go figure. But she says one of the first things she does when a client or a new client sits down in her chair, she explains to them in detail what she is going to do with their hair. And then when she's done, she'll give them instructions how to take care of their hair. Same thing, an educated consumer. She wants to educate them because people like you knew, even though you were dealing at that time, would be million-dollar houses today probably, you want to make sure all the confusion is out of the way for you can say, hey, we talked about this.
Yeah. It's so important. You know, it's funny because I do that with relationships. Last night, you know, a dear nephew of mine got married. And I'm just a huge believer in any relationship. You lay the ground rules out up front so that later on, when difficulty arises, you can say, we talked about this and here's what we decided before we even started this.
And in a contract, and you said it a million times, basically a contract is an agreement put into writing. And as a homeowner, we say this all the time. And we especially say it when we get an email where there might be some trouble starting or some friction starting on the job. Our response is, okay, from this point forward, make sure everything is in writing. You know, you may talk to somebody on the phone and come to agreement, but then before you hang up that phone, say, hey, look, I'm going to follow this conversation up with an email with what we talked about. So, so important, because you can always go back, hopefully not in court, but you can always go back and say, look, we talked about this. It's right here on the, you know, on the contract or the email. It's just so smart, no matter what the project is, to make sure you cover yourself for future potential issues.
If it's verbal, it's hearsay. But I remember I took a lesson from a he was a remodeling contractor, and this was probably 25 years ago. And I want to say it was in Kansas City. We were conducting a program. And it's whenever the email thing was still an expensive thing to do. Not everybody had computers. Okay, so
yeah,
I don't know if my time frame is right. But this guy sat there, and of course, he did all upper-end multi-million dollar renovations. But he said he would literally, his clients, he would buy them a computer. He had a person that would show them how to use email. And he required that all communications be in email. And back at the time, people in the classroom are gasping, and how can you do that? That's ridiculous. That's so stupid. But the guy was a genius ahead of his time. Yep, there was no communication that wasn't documented.
You know, has any industry seen changes like our industry has seen over the years? Because I can go back, not even, well, 20 years ago. And the main way 20 years ago people got referrals was this real thick book that got delivered to your house every year. And if your name started with an A, you'd want to put two more A's in front of it for you to be the first one on the list on the yellow pages.
AAA construction.
Exactly, exactly. And now it's the referral-based stuff. And more than ever is the internet-based stuff. And more than ever, what Chuck and I are talking about, what that article is talking about, is so, so important. Chuck, I spent my career sitting in front of people, sitting at their dinner table, them signing my contract. And I remember you and I talking about when you helped me develop that contract, it became a 4-page contract, going, they're not going to want to sign this. This is you. But I got to tell you, we'll talk more about this when we get back from break, but we'll talk about what was on that contract. And we'll also take your phone calls. 888-654. Guys. Hey, Chuck, how would building houses have been different if you had products like Diamond Co. building products when you were building houses?
It's funny you say that. I've seen so many come and go in the last 50 years, but when we talked to Gary about Diamond Coat building products, we realized there truly is something new and something great on the market.
Insist on Diamond Coat building products.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Chris Rigney with us from Sunspace by Spectrum. And again, if you're thinking of a four-season room, a porch enclosure, anything like that, you're going to want to listen to Chris, and then you're going to want to call him after we're done.
100%. Great guy. Great guy. You know, Chuck, we say this all the time, especially since we've been on WJR here for less 5-6 years. There has not been a slowdown in the construction industry in the time we've been here. It's only increasing. And we do believe that this year, even though we're hearing from more professionals that right now their phones aren't ringing like they were last year, that still doesn't mean they're not going to be 5 or 6, 7 weeks back. And we believe that's going to be true for this coming up year. All the signs are pointing to it. We mentioned the home shows where they're all saying people are buyers. So please, people, you know, we had, I believe Kathy called yesterday talking about brick pavers. Should she, you know, get them done now? Well, a little bit too early to get them done now, but it's definitely not too early to start looking to get someone to do them. Right, bud?
I agree with you, to get on the schedule. I'm a huge believer. All of the economic signs point to a good, strong, and you and I said this 5 years ago, a good, strong 10 to 15 years of remodeling and new home building, as long as the economic factors don't wipe it out, will be strong way past yours and my lifetimes, because there's such a shortage of housing.
Yeah, you're right too. And until they catch up, which once again, it's not going to happen in your or my lifetime.
Nope.
It's going to stay that way. If I was going to recommend anybody, the remodeling business is going to be very strong. I would get into that business. So, hey, let's go to the phones. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897, and talk to Sam from Detroit. Good morning, Sam. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. My girlfriend had me call Jill Gannon's show this morning at 6 o'clock to get some information on some referrals, and he told me to call you guys. But anyway, she has a mid-century ranch house with box gutters, and she can't get any good contractors, and she needs some chimney work and some roof work.
Oh, we got that covered. We got great people in that industry that go into Detroit all the time. So first one we're going to give
Southfield.
You. Oh, she's in Southfield. Okay. First one we're going to give you
I live
is.
In Detroit.
Gotcha. That's what it's. Okay. Yeah. Brickworks property restoration for the chimney.
Okay.
And their phone number is very easy. It's 877 Masonry, MASONRY.
MASONRY?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brickwork.
And then for the gutters, we're going to recommend Christian's Gutters.
Okay.
Great company. And the phone number 586 698. 2337.
2337. 586-648-2337.
698. Sorry, 698.
Okay, and that's Christian.
Christian's Gutters.
Gutters. Yep. Okay, and what about for the roofing?
Oh, gosh, in Southfield, we got a whole bunch. We got Current Brothers, we got Victor's, Kanger. You're right in the middle of all of those.
Okay, whoever you prefer, whatever name you call out is good.
All three of them, right?
Absolutely. Let's get over to the roofing section here and pull up our numbers. Okay, we're going to give you Kearns Brothers first, and their phone number is 888-355-6700.
Okay.
And you're right by Pro Home Improvement as well, and that phone number is 248-556-5839. And if you want to get multiple... If you want to get multiple bids, you go to our website and you'll see Kanga Roof there and Victor's as well.
Exactly.
Okay, so yeah. Kearns, Pro Home,
and
Christian, and
Brickworks Property.
And I want to make sure I got that right. 877-MASONRY?
Yes. Now, a couple of quick things. If she's going to get it done, she wants to get the chimney done first. They will not have to worry about the shingles or messing up the roof if they're going to get a roof done afterwards. And at that point, you know, they are all great companies. You're not going to be
then the roofs, then the gutters.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, you're going to look like a hero.
Roof and gutters last, right?
Yeah, he's going to be a hero. You're going to look so smart when you go back to her.
Well, good. Hey, and Ken, there's nothing wrong with being pretty. I mean, Muhammad Ali said that about himself all the time.
I'm so pretty.
I feel pretty. He looks pretty. You got to see him.
Hey, Sam, you're rock. Thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome. God bless
Thank you,
buddy.
Good call.
See?
What?
You can look pretty.
What, Sam's not looking at me. You are.
And my eyes are bad, so let's just kind of, do the math.
Yeah, this is true. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, Sam's company trip, but his girlfriend's in Southfield. Southfield's right in the center of so many, of our team partners. Matter of fact, it's probably not a team partner on our website that doesn't service the Southfield area.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Give us a call.
Hey, we want to remind everybody that if you've got that old rear-wheel drive vehicle, maybe you should have gone to Salt Saver Saturday at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions yesterday and thrown a couple extra bags in your trunk just for traction.
There you go.
And then it's worth money to you to just take care of those and use them whenever you need them in your softener, huh?
Boy, those were the days. I always remember buying two bags of concrete and just leaving it in the back of the truck or the back of the car just to give it more weight back there for the traction.
Problem with the concrete or cement, it was in a paper bag and it would absorb moisture. And by the time you actually wanted to take it out in the spring or summer, it was harder than arithmetic. Yeah. And you had to throw it away.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely was. Chuck, going back to the contracts, and I mentioned this earlier, that when someone, let's say it's Christian's Gutters, you know, people are going to say, okay, it's Christian's Gutters. It's Gutters. It's not a giant job. You know what? That contract should be as big as a house, someone who's building a house. They should have the exact same size contract. You agree with that?
Multiple page for sure.
Same verbiage?
Yeah, I would say a house is bigger, because one of the things that we included in home building that I would love to see all of our people include, and a lot of them do, are quality specifications. We use that as an example in the article we wrote, for instance, when a miter joint, the door casing above a door or window is usually a 45-degree joint angle. And you can write specifications for literally everything. I don't care if it's pouring flat work in a garage or putting siding in a house or putting trim in a house. So does the contract say, for instance, that those joints are going to be closed to within a 16th of an inch or a 32nd of an inch or a 64th of an inch? You can put it in writing, and that takes more paper.
It takes more paper. It takes more patience to read it and to write it, but we do believe it's very important. So if I'm a homeowner and I've got a contract in front of me and I go, I don't like that part of the contract, I'm not going to sign it unless we cross that part out, and you really want that job, what do you do, Chuck? We'll talk about that when we get back from break.
And we may have Chris Rigney, hopefully, calling
right
after the break from SunSpace by Spectrum. But meanwhile, you know, somebody else that our recent caller can contact for good roof repairs, whether commercial or residential.
And repairs. Kanga Roof is specialized in repair. They have a repair book. They will show you upfront pricing. We're talking Four Seasons Kanga Roof.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We're going to talk to somebody you've met over the years, but you may not have needed until this coming spring and summer. He owns a company called SunSpace by Spectrum. You and I actually saw them at IBS last year, didn't we, Ken?
Did we see? Well, yeah, you're right. We did see the people from Spectrum, SunSpace by Spectrum down there. A great big booth they had down there.
Just down from the Motor City Floors and Coatings booth that we were in.
And I got to believe right now that our next guest is very busy, where most people who are in this business might slow down a little bit. Chris also has a little bit of therapy session going on with people with OPD and how great it has been this year in the state of Michigan. I bet there are tons of people suffering from OPD, and the gentleman with us right now, Chris Rigney, owner of SunSpace by Spectrum, is going to tell people how he can help them cure OPD. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. First, Chris, let's just tell people what OPD is and how you can help.
Oh, man, it's a open porch disorder. So, you know, in Michigan here, there's nothing, you know, more useless than an open porch. So It's a really good idea on paper, and then you go out there and hang out, and then the bugs chase you off, or it's too windy, or it's raining, and so the use of that porch, we just don't get a lot of use out of it. So we can fix that, and we can stop all the all that bad feeling of staring out the window saying, oh, I wish I could use my porch.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was talking to a couple just 2 days ago that have what you would typically define as a three-season room. It's a very nice room, and they were all excited because it was supposed to get up near the 40s, and they could put an electric heater out there and actually use it. And I thought, my gosh, Chris needs to talk to this issue.
Yeah, and we do that a lot with the porch, you know, with the enclosures that we do, or even the stand with the sunrooms that we do. We will put a heating unit in them, or we can put a heating unit in them, so they can use, they can take that three season room and push that, and use that even when it's colder, so they can get some use out of it.
SunSpace by Spectrum. You specialize in all this outdoor activity, basically the sunroom, the screened-in room, the patio covers, porch enclosures. So, I mean, people who may have a porch right now and is just screens, and they want to do what Chuck was talking about, they want to use it more. You got a very unique window that you have. Tell people how you can help them out with that, Chris.
So our WeatherMaster window is designed to either put in a porch. You know, we've got a few ways that we can utilize that window. But for those who have an existing screen porch, We can pull the screens out and put those windows in fairly, a lot of times it's a one day process. And now they have a screen room and a three season room and all in one. So the screens are always there. The windows retract down, leaves us with 75% openness when we have them open. So it's enclosing, but I don't really, I wish we could find a different word in enclosing, because people feel like, oh, well, I don't want to enclose the space.
Sure.
We're not. We're just making it more usable, but it's still going to feel open, and sometimes even more open, because we can sometimes make openings a little bit bigger too while we're doing that.
And most houses aren't designed to have windows that literally come into both legs of an exterior corner wall. And once you do that in the rooms that Sunspace by Spectrum can build, I think people, even when the windows are closed, walk into those spaces. The natural light is just, oh my gosh, this feels wonderful and healthy.
Yeah, it brings more light into the house. It just, it really changes the whole, the whole feeling of the whole area. And we can utilize our acrylic roofs for either, which is going to let the light in. So our acrylic roof system will block 70% of the heat, but it will let 50% of the light penetrate. So it's not going to darken the home or darken the area. And that's a big issue for a lot of people. Like, they would like to put something there, but maybe the home's already a little dark, so they don't want to do that. So we're going to let that light through, but we're going to block the heat. So in the summertime and such, you're not, you don't feel like you're under a magnifying glass like you would with a glass roof.
I agree. You mentioned leaves and bugs and rain, but you didn't initially mention that overhead sun at 3 p.m. And you have choices for roofs that will block that, but still make it a very usable space.
Yeah, we can incorporate skylights. We have the acrylic roof system that can be the roof of the patio room, or just a patio cover, which makes it nice. It's not a solid, it's not a, it's translucent, so it's going to let that light through. So those are great for patio covers. Five colors, and that's really kind of what separates us, even with the sunrooms, with the windows, with the patio covers, black, gray, clay, white, so we're not making something work on a house, or we can really design something to fit with any exterior of the home.
The website is Spectrum, the number 4remodeling.com, spectrum4remodeling.com. The phone number is 586-697-5618. You can also find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Chris, what is your coverage area? Where will Spectrum go to, Sunspace go to, and what do we look as far as backup right now? Someone called you today. When could you get to their project?
Well, we're covering all of Southeast Michigan. We'll go out a little bit further, depending on the project, right? It has to be, close enough for us to service properly, right?
Sure.
And if we get a little bit further out, then we do have other Sunspace dealers, in Grand Rapids and such, where we'll kind of, sometimes they'll kick, somebody to us, or we'll do them who's closer, right? So we can get anybody taken care of, and work with them on that and get them with the right person.
Okay. You got a lot of listeners that are sitting there that say, I have a concrete patio or I have a really nice wooden deck. Can I enclose those using your company?
Yes. But some restrictions apply.
Give some people some examples of what you might run into, what you might talk to them about in that regard.
Well, we have some code issues, when we're tying roofs into houses and things, we have some code issues. So if you're thinking about getting a concrete pad and you're thinking that covering it or putting something on it is something that maybe you want to do down the road, maybe it's not something that you want to do all at once, but if you're planning that way, you want to have a conversation, you can give us a call and we can tell you, what to tell your concrete guys or whoever's doing that, to make sure that foundation is put in place so that we don't have to come in and cut concrete out or bust something. That's the worst thing when we get a call and somebody says, I just got this new pad and I want to cover it. And we have to say, oh, we have to cut that off and we have to do this. And then, ooh,
Yeah, but you have to do that stuff. It's not like you have a choice of doing that, because if you went ahead and did the project for the homeowner and the issues happened afterwards, you'd be the bad guy.
Yeah, and it's just a code thing, and we don't want to get into that, so we have to do that stuff. So, but with the decks, it's a little bit easier, so we can upgrade those decks, so, and we can add some supports to it. It's not as troubling as concrete. But,
and it's a lightweight product you guys install. How about roof tie-ins? Because that is the big issue that Ken and I see.
Yeah, so you want a roof tie-in has to be done with, you know, extreme care. You know, our background is that we originally, and still do to this day, you know, a roofing company. So tying in and shingling the roof and making it all look like it was meant to be there and so that performs is something that we're extremely comfortable with. It's not a big deal, but it is important. Not just anybody can do that properly, and that's usually where if something fails, that's usually where it's going to fail.
Yeah, and you're right, that is the most important part of that project.
It is.
It takes a true professional. So if someone called you today or called you tomorrow Monday, they get in, what are we looking at? Can you kind of walk us through the process of start to finish?
You know, so what we do is when we finally figure out, you know, style, what we want, size, where this is going to go, then we can get into the ordering process, get that over to our facility, to our plant. That depending on the project, if it's just windows or everything's going to be different. So glass rooms or three season rooms or everything's going to have a different lead time. But for most of the porch enclosures that we're talking about, we're looking at about 6 to 8 weeks for us to get that material, because everything is custom made for you know, we don't have, it's not a kit, and we're not making something fit. We're going to manufacture this for your space and make it fit right. So it adds a little bit of a time to doing it that way, but it looks better. So 6 to 8 weeks, and then a sunroom, it's going to take, you know, 12 to 16 weeks to actually get it and then get it on the schedule and get it. So we want to start that process now. We can't, you know, we're having a lot of conversations with people. I know it's cold outside, but pitchers and catchers are reporting this month for spring training. So
so it is time, and we encourage anyone that's looking to get a new sunroom, a new porch enclosure, to give Spectrum a call. The decks, the railings, they do it right. They'll pull the permits. No worries. Chris Rigney, thank you so much for coming on with us today, and we'll continue to sing the praises of Sunspace by Spectrum.
Thanks, Chris. We'll see you later.
God bless.
Chris. Appreciate it.
Hey, our audience, Ken, has met Haleem and Mary Sheena and Niles Sheena, and they know that the company they represent, the product they represent, these people stand behind.
We always tell people the two most important things are the providing contractor and the warranty, and with Win the World, you get both.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to thank Chris Rigney from Sunspace by Spectrum for spending a few minutes with us today. He really does have great product, doesn't he, Kenny?
He does.
You really have to put your hands on it to appreciate what all he can offer you.
Yeah, you're right. And another thing we didn't talk about, you mentioned during the break, is he can offer financing. So anybody who wants to talk about that, they can make this happen for you. We have the rest of the show for you, the listeners. You want to give us any calls, we are here. Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. You should know it by heart by now.
One of the things I share with my kids this time of year, I keep probably 5 cans of pure silicone spray in the garages. And you can take your wiper blades on your car, for instance, and if you just clean them off with a microfiber cloth, and then spray a little silicone on that cloth and go over the wipers with them, you'll be surprised how much better they'll work and how much more pliable they will stay, even in this bitter cold.
Yeah, good point. Good point. We were talking before the break, before Chris came on, buddy, about the article that was written in the Detroit News home sales section this week, which everyone can find at theinsideoutsideguys.com, of course, Detroit News, and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We write an article every week, all designed to help you, the homeowner, get through specific projects in your home. And this week, it was kind of the beginning of the process of hiring a contractor.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that you referenced in there, bud, was the strong referral and how important a strong referral is. And I say that, Chuck, because it's so hard. I said it a little while ago, years ago, the Yellow Pages was a strong referral. Now it's, you go to the computer and they might punch in, for instance, garage doors, boom. When someone does that, there are so many algorithms, stuff that you and I do not understand, Chuck, that basically go to some website, some company in another state, another country, and then they shoot it to 3, 4, 5 garage door people here in the area, wherever that email comes from. Okay. And then those people each pay for that lead, hoping to secure that job from the homeowner.
Yeah. And as much of a referral as that is.
Exactly. And it was that's definitely nothing that you and I would call a strong referral, is it?
No. It's a reference. Like you mentioned, I like you mentioned the Yellow Pages. It's a reference. That's right. A reference guide. That's not a referral guide.
So what about the InsideOutsideGuys.com? Would you consider that a strong reference?
You and I consider that a strong referral.
Okay, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it can be a reference guide by category for different types of companies, but it is a referral guide. If we put it up there, you've said it a million times, we would hire them in our own home.
Right.
You don't get a stronger referral than that.
And here's people right now, I can hear people going, well, what's the difference if I go on the computer and go to those websites, or I go on the computer and go to the Inside Outside Guys websites?
They have a 5-star rating.
They have a 5-star. We don't have stars to see InsideOutsideGuys.com.
I'm so sick of the ratings.
Oh, you're right about that. But the reason, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, we meet every one of our team partners. We get to know our team partners. We check them out before they come on the show. Those other referral sites, they are not strong referrals because they do not even know the people they're referring. They're just on a algorithm list somewhere that when that zip code or that area code comes in, that's where that lead goes to.
And here's something I was telling somebody yesterday. The very rare, and this is honest as the
I know what you're
sun
gonna say.
Coming up in the morning, the very rare time there's a problem. Let me use Motor City Floors and Coatings. Let's say they did a job for you and they did 100 jobs that Ken and I referred them to this past month. If one person had a problem, had a complaint, as a matter of fact, we had an email that the floor was really slippery when snow got on it.
Yes.
Yeah. That Motor City did. You and I are very confident saying, you know what? Call Motor City. They will take care of it. We know they will. We know that they'll take care of that problem.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I totally, totally agree with you. Yep. Yep. And because we know who they are. We know their reputation is everything to them.
Oh, yeah.
And in today's market, it is so important because you said it, Chuck. And it's funny because the rare time we get those, and let's be honest about this to all the listeners.
It's real rare.
It is rare. And we'll get an email like this. I got so-and-so off your website. I'm not happy. I will never use another one of your referrals. And then we might get an email, a month, 2, 3 months later saying, you're still referring that company? Yeah, because you're the only complaint we've ever got for that company, or maybe you're one of, or 2 of 100, and that's still in our book a satisfaction rate in the 90th percentile.
Oh my gosh.
And that's good.
95-98 percentile.
Great. Yeah.
If you were in any athletic endeavor and could win 90 in the 90th percentile,
yeah,
you would be, you'd have bronze statues cast with your face on throughout the country, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And I remember sitting in front of homeowners when there was a problem with the job saying, we have a 98% satisfaction rate. I'm really sorry you're part of the 2% that aren't. How can we get this fixed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, they may not be happy. And I know they're not going to be happy no matter what I do. But it's my responsibility now. Here is the main thing. If I feel it's a legitimate issue to make them happy, because Chuck, you and I both know, because we've been on both sides of that letter, that not every letter that said there are two sides to every story, and we want to hear both sides to every story.
That's so true. You know, you mentioned that article. You and I think in February, the first of this coming month, maybe it's March, we're going to be featured in a magazine that is only mailed to a select demographic of 700,000 people throughout the Metro Detroit area.
Yes, sir.
But we were assured by the head of the company, Heather Ubaley, that if someone else wanted that magazine, they'd be able to get it. So we will be providing information over the next several weeks as to how to obtain that magazine if it isn't direct mailed to your home.
Yeah.
Because that's full of really good, strong referrals and companies. And of course, the Inside Outside guys will be featured in there as well.
Yep. We're really looking forward to that. Absolutely. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. We got another hour of the show coming up. And I want to also remind people that we are going, Inside Outside Guys are going to be on for the bonus hour with Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. And people want to stay tuned between noon and one to hear Steve Dickinson. Because Amnesty, I tell you what, when we first met them, they only did air duct cleaning. They do much, much more now, don't they, buddy?
Speaking of a great young company that is extremely well run and has fantastic product and now has a lifetime warranty, how about
Motor City Floors and Coatings? 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions.
So we're not going to need our snowblowers till probably the end of the week, but I would tell people, I would suggest to them, and Mr. Springtime says we're not even going to need them then, but if you do, you'll be really happy if you take a product like Rain-X and spray it in the chute and on the blades while that machine is turned off. It'll make it a little bit more slippery if we have it one of those wet snows where the chutes get full of that packed wet snow
like we had last week.
Yeah, exactly. It was good, what I call snowman snow. If we get that, the Rain-X sprayed on the moving parts of the snowblower will help. And if you listen to the car guys on Saturday morning before us,
great show.
I love those guys. They seem to know as much about cars as you and I do about housing and construction.
Agreed.
And they say spray a product called Motor Coat, K-O-T-E. Okay. And I bought their products for various of the old vehicles at Meijer and O'Reilly Auto Parts and love them. So I think good suggestions, whether they came from us or the car guys.
I agree. I don't think we have to worry about snow, like you were saying, anytime soon. Forecast says. I tell you what we're going to have to worry about. If, you know, what happens is when it doesn't snow this time of year, it rains.
Yeah.
And when it rains, we get what we call the big thaw. And if we get a big thaw where it starts raining and that earth around your house starts melting because of that rain, that's when people notice the water intrusion into their basements. And we just want people to keep an eye on it. I mean, if you see it there, it's not going to get better. If you get someone out there to take care of it, as soon as you see it, it will save you thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and it's funny. I love guys like Joe Marth at Foundation Solutions 360 where he may come out and say, you don't have a problem.
He may say,
we've got a solution, but it's really only going to be a couple $1,000s. Or he may come out and say, you know what? Your basement's on the verge of collapse, and we need a major reconstruction here. It isn't a one-size-fits-all.
You're right. 888-654-4897. We're talking about the article that was featured this week in the Detroit News Home Style section. And Chuck and I are talking about it because we believe it's very important. This is the first step when you hiring a contractor, making sure the contract is right and everything is on that contract. One of the things, Chuck, I mentioned it earlier, a question that we get all the time, who installs the best water heater? Who installs the best roofs? Who installs the best furnace? And you go down the list. And for Chuck and I, we don't pay attention to what the best is. We want to see who's installing it. Of course, we want to know what product it is, and most products we know by name. And we also want to know what the warranty is, the first person warranty, which is so important. So an example of a first person warranty, a roof. We'll talk about Kearns Brothers, okay? You get a roof from Kearns Brothers, you get the manufacturer warranty, and you also get the Kearns Brothers warranty, which is the Kearns Brothers warranty, to be perfectly honest, Chuck, is what you and I trust more than anything else.
And it's all the warranty you need.
You're right. You're right. And that first person warranty, what we don't want you to do is hire somebody and they say, oh, the manufacturer warranty is this. Well, you want more than just a manufacturer warranty. Isn't that fair, Chuck?
Oh, you and I are so big on that. That's probably the heaviest factor you and I use in weighing who to refer, because let's stick with Kearns because you brought them up. We would say, call Kearns Brothers, and I guarantee you, Mark Kramer is going to make sure that Kearns Brothers takes care of a problem they have with a Kearns roof. Labor, materials, it will be taken care of by Kearns.
Yep, you're right. You're right, because we trust them. That's the bottom line. We trust them. I mean, you talk about the window world warranty, a lifetime warranty on a window.
On a window.
You never got that years ago. And not only is lifetime warranty, but if little Johnny throws a brick through the window or a baseball, whatever it is, that's part of the warranty. That's like warranting tires on a car, Chuck.
I know it. It almost sounds insane, but good companies matter.
Absolutely. Hey, let's get these phones going. 888-654-4897. Let's start off in Sylvania, Ohio. Tom, looking at installing some railings for his front porch. Good morning, Tom. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Oh, good morning. I have three steps going from the porch to the sidewalk. I've already taken one fall and ended up in the shrubbery. I want to put a railing in, but there's also a wire buried between the house and the pole lamp in the front yard. I just want to know if there's an easy way to find out where the wire is so I don't drive a stake through it. Any thoughts?
The only thing that exists, unless you buy some sophisticated equipment that can track the current flowing through that wire, like DTE or consumers would use, is to do what all of their people on site have to do, and that's carefully hand dig and try to expose and then trace that wire, which I would do if it were my home.
Yeah, I mean, we could say call Miss Dig, and if you're lucky, you're there when they show up, and you may get a friendly person that says, I think it's right here. But if it was a contractor, they would tell you have to dig 6 feet on each side. They're not responsible for 6 feet on each side of that wire. That's how much space they're giving themselves for air.
Yeah.
So,
and you still have to hand expose it.
And expose it. And expose
hand
it.
Dig, yeah. So really, that's your best bet. Sorry.
I have about 2 foot from the tree to the pole lamp. I got about 6 inches between the sidewalk and the roots of the tree. There's no wiggle room in there to do any excavating or drilling.
Yeah.
So I just want to.
Most of us are lazy and we will run and we're cheap. So if you go from the light to the source of the power, it's going to be a straight line. Statistically.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. Under the sidewalk and under the roots is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish we had
been there forever.
Tom, I apologize, but I wish we had a better answer for you. We understand what you're talking about. We don't know any technology like that. So, hey, make sure you get your furnace checked out with the $59 tune-up special from Sharon's Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We are here for you for any and all of your housing needs, whether you're building a house or just need some advice, 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. We are taking your phone calls, 888-654-4897. Let's talk to John in Grosse Pointe. Good morning, John. You're on with the guys.
Well, good morning. So I've got a leaking problem in my roof somewhere, and it's above the stairwell going upstairs to the second floor. And if you're standing at the bottom of the stairwell, the right-hand side of the stairwell is a wall where the chimney is running up that wall. And I had it cut open before, and it was leaking from the top cap of the chimney. And the reason why we could see that is that the chimney, oddly enough, was built like double wide, so that above the chimney is actually a fake top of the chimney. So the chimney has two sides to it.
Sure.
And one is right above the stairwell, and it doesn't connect to anything. The other side connects to the fireplace. But we thought we had it fixed, sealed it all up, and I got water again. And I'm at my wit's end. I've tried sealing the chimney, because the chimney was originally brick, and they put limestone on top of it, but they didn't take the brick off. So someone thought maybe water was getting in there. I've checked all the flashing. I've had it tarred around the flashing. As I said, I don't know what to do.
Boy, if we had a nickel for every time we've heard this story, especially in my career, I wound up putting a certain sentence in my contract because of an issue like yours. And I'll explain real quick. That I remember it was a house in St. Clair Shores where they had told us there was a problem with the chimney. We went and fixed it. And when we were done, we prepared a chimney and they still had a leak. And at that point, we were on the ball to take care of that leak. And those leaks can come in any area and then manifest itself in a totally different area. So the line we put in our contract is, we are not responsible for any leaking whatsoever, and because it bit us. Now, since then, Chuck, we've got a great team partner called Advanced Infrared Technologies. And what they do is they come in with the infrared camera and they will mimic, an extreme rainfall on your roof with their equipment, and they'll be able to, whenever we've referred them, which has been hundreds of times, we've only heard positive back. We've never heard a negative that they didn't help somebody. But they should be able to pinpoint where that leak is coming from. And because what you may have is a reclaimed common brick chimney, you may need to seal that thing a lot, because over the years they get so porous. And if you have a scratched bed joint, which means that bed joint just goes concave a little bit, you have so many areas for that water to sit on top as well. So I think our first call would be Advanced Infrared.
Okay, perfect. So you do that before you try to open up that ceiling again.
Oh, goodness, yes. Yeah, we'd call them, and they'll come in, and they'll mimic it, and then they'll give you a full report, a book, little booklet with pictures and everything else to where they believe the leak is starting.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. I will give them a call. I appreciate your help, guys.
Yeah, you're driving, so just check them out, theinsideoutsideguys.com, under home inspections, and you'll find them there.
Well, my partner already wrote it down for me, so thank you very much.
Excellent. All right, John, we appreciate your call.
Yeah, and for all the listeners out there, finding the leak is the first step, no matter where you think it's coming from. So Ken gave a great example there. Find it, find out where it's coming from, then a true professional can figure out how to stop it.
You know, and if people think about a roof, with the pitches, think if it leaked at the peak, it could run down a truss and leak down by the bottom of a wall somewhere. So finding it, like you said, Chuck, is here's what I wound up telling people with our contract when they saw that sentence and they didn't like that sentence. I would say, look, if it's coming from your chimney, if it's coming from the area we're going to repair, we'll stop it. But I can't guarantee you it's coming from that area. And what is so critical, and we've talked about this so much in the past, Chuck, is the flashing.
Yeah, exactly.
Flashing and counter flashing is so critical that the person that does that knows how to do it right.
I wanted to say that to our caller, because you're right. That often is the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. He sounds like a very intelligent guy. I'm sure he's already checked that out. But someone like him, it's so frustrating. And we've heard that story so many times in the past. Let's stick with the phones. Let's talk to Mark in Newport. Good morning, Mark. You're on with the guys.
Hello,
sir.
Thanks for being there.
No problem, Hawk. We all...
I've got a question about, I've got a bathroom on a main floor, and right above that, I want to add another bathroom. And I guess I'm looking for somebody who could do that.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, we're here, buddy. We're here.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of companies. And so you do you have a space up there that you want to convert, or is it just an attic right now?
No, it would be a space part of the upstairs bedroom. I've already, years ago, I already put the water lines right up to that, the cold and hot line, but I never put a bathroom in.
Gotcha. And depending on, do you have a floor plan? Have you had a designer yet or no?
No, I don't. I really would like to get a home inspector first to just inspect, you know, my house.
That's great.
And then maybe make some suggestions to me on what I should do.
You know, we wish more people thought of that. And our advice to people when they have an issue like this is call a home inspector. But while he's out there, have him inspect the whole house. He'll give you a report.
That's
on what
I want to do, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to ask you to call first Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. Great guy. His phone number is...
Terry Russell. And what, you have a phone number for him?
248-722-4288.
Okay. 248-722-4288.
Yes, sir.
Terry Russell.
Yeah,
okay.
Start with Terry. Give him a call. He knows so many of our team partners, and when you're ready to get that project going, we can help you with that as well. Okay, sir? We appreciate your call.
Appreciate you being there. Hey, want to remind everybody, if you're looking to keep mom or dad or even yourself in your home safely until you're done with that house completely, then we've got a company that can make it safe and beautiful, and it's barrier-free. Plus, welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are open for the balance of the show today. 888-654-GUYS. The magazine we referred to earlier is going to be called Home Pros Guide. And again, it will be selectively mailed to about 700,000 homes in the metro area. But if you want it, we've been told you can get it. So let us know.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Give us a call.
Ken, what do you consider to be reasonably priced?
Boy, you know, we get emails like this quite a bit. I'm looking for a reliable, honest, reasonably priced person, company for this project. And boy, could we go on forever and ever. And we get this email as well. What should I expect to pay? And although we love people writing the inside outside, guys, that's one thing that we can't comment on. Just because, Chuck, even if it was your specialty years ago, even if it was my specialty, we can't keep up with the changing prices, especially over the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, even the contracting companies can't keep up with them.
Right.
You know, if you called Tim at Pro Home and said, I want to lock in a price on a roof today, he'd go, well, if we sign today, I can lock in this price for this long. But come Tuesday, he's going to get, you know, another letter from another supplier that says anticipate a 7% increase across the board. It's crazy.
And nobody likes that. And you and I spent our career, we're looking at a job and someone will say to us, can you give me a ballpark? Nope. No, just a ballpark. I'm not going to hold you to it. I really will. I just want a ballpark.
Under a million.
Yeah, no, exactly. Nope. Because when you give that ballpark, you're setting an expectation no matter what. No matter what, you're setting an expectation. And you could be so far off. And right now, Chuck, we would be off for a lot of our ballparks. Because when I start to look at last year, I really started to look at a lot of the things that are done out there. And the price increases on so many of these things where I would go, oh, that'd probably be around $4,000. Nope. $8,200. You know, that's going to be around $2,000. Nope, $4,200. Yeah. What? And they're getting it. Yeah. They're getting it, and they need to because that's their margin. Understand, most companies' profit margin hasn't changed. That profit margin has to stay the same, and it probably has for the last couple of decades.
Yeah.
But
the, what we call the gross margin that includes all your costs, and the biggest two typically are materials, which they can't control, and labor. If you want good labor, you've got to provide a career to them anymore. And for every dollar you actually pay a person that works for you, for every dollar you put in their hands that they can go spend, they have cost you anywhere from $3 to $5 to $7 in training and taxes and pension and benefits and lost production. And we've got a list, but you got to realize that.
Two careers are out there, teachers and police officers. You don't want to pay them bottom of the barrel. What kind of teachers and police officers are you going to get if you pay them very low wages? Same thing in our industry. If you're paying people, you know, if you're paying $15 an hour for a carpenter that normally gets $25, $30 an hour, you're not going to get very good carpenters.
Yeah, and it's not a matter, again, that's only the tip of the iceberg.
You're right.
Yeah, and anyone that's listening that's employed or has owned a company should understand that this translates to the construction industry as well. I don't care if you sold cars for a living or you taught.
Yep, and eventually makes it down to the consumer. So the price issue, once again, we understand price is a big issue, people. We understand everyone has a budget. They just stick to the budget.
We all do. Yep. Yeah.
However, you should not buy on price. You know, you hear people say, I get three bids and I take the middle. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
If that's your only qualifier, I agree with you. One of the things we tried to make clear in that article is that in the contract, there should be written specifications. What kind of 2x4s are you going to get? Are you going to get number 2 or better, or are you going to get number 4 or better? There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
You've got to compare apples to apples. So if you said, I take the middle bid, the middle price out of 3 apples to apples proposals, then your statement makes sense.
Very fair. Very fair. And, you know, the contract, you want to make sure it includes everything, the material and the labor. Chuck, I talked about this 4 years ago. I did quite a big stone job for a gentleman. And when the job was done, we had about 4 boxes of stone left over.
Yeah.
And I had my guys load it on the truck and take it away. And when he went to pay me, he literally took $400, $500 out of the check saying that I took that stone away.
Yeah.
And
he thought it was his.
He thought it was his. We went round and round. And bottom line, he kept the $500 because I wasn't going to go to court for $500. It wasn't worth my time. But guess what went into my contract the next week? And that's so many contracts learn that way. Contractors learn that way. Material belongs to the contractor unless otherwise specified in the contract.
And we made that clear in the article. In what is typically a lump sum bid, all materials belong to the contractor. They are not bidding extra 2x4s or stone for you. They're bidding the completed project that you hired them to do. And that's what you're getting. Anything left over is theirs. They bought it. Here's a good example. I know you did this with the stone. If I needed 100 2x4 8-footers for that job, I would order 120, and then we would use the best 100
100%
for the job and return at full price to the supplier the ragged, crummy, bent 20, and those were mine. That was my credit on my bill. Yeah, that was my material.
Right. It's so important because Chuck and I want, when you hire a contractor, whether it's one of our team partners or whoever you get, we want it to be the smoothest process possible. And that's why it's so important. Chuck, you said before internet days, before text days, you'd put a pad of paper on the countertop for your homeowners. Yeah. Yeah. At the end of every day, if they had a question, I mean, what a easy way not to have conflict or issues on the job. Just write it down. No matter what you write, we're not going to take it personally. I'm not going to call you the next morning going, what, you want this?
Yeah, write it down.
Write it down.
Your guys use the bathroom other than the one we said they could use. And one of the things we say in the contract, it should include what is included, specifically what is not included. And then if you, the homeowner, are to supply electrical, which you usually will be, and residential jobs. Are you supplying water? Usually, yes. Are you supplying parking? Are you supplying a bathroom? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'm going to put a port-a-john out there for the job. If so, I should let you know that as well, because you may not like the looks. We've had people complain because a port-a-john got delivered to their front yard. You know, I don't want that out there.
Chuck, we have a couple of houses going on next to our house right now. A couple of houses being built right now next to our house. And they delivered the port-a-john, and they put it on the neighbor's front yard. And the neighbor called the cops. And I look outside, I'm like, what are the cops here for? And my wife texting, are you kidding me? Call the company up and get it moved.
Exactly.
So boy, what a bad way to start a relationship. Really, it started things off on a bad note. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing needs. Chuck, a couple weeks ago, I had an opportunity to go to a cigar event at the Ambassador Cigar Emporium in Troy with the people from NECA and IBEW. And the IBEW and NECA contractors are heavily, heavily invested in getting into residential solar insulation. And we had a great conversation, and people can hear that at theinsideoutsideguys.com. But the rebates and the tax credits that are given out today are better than they ever have been. Here's an example. We talk about prices. Someone may say, what's a price for a solar, solar array? Well, 10 years ago, it had been more than it is today. Prices really came down for solar panels.
And the product wasn't as good 10 years ago.
Exactly. So it's better. It'll never be cheaper than it is today. Solar, residential solar. If you're a homeowner and you're thinking solar, we want you to talk to the people at NECA and IBEW.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us today. I want to remind you during the week, InsideOutsideGuys.com. And the price of admission, as Ken reminded a listener yesterday, is for you to tell everybody you know to listen to the Inside Outside Guys and to use InsideOutsideGuys.com. Did I say that correctly?
You did. You did, yes. Very good. Very good, Chuck. Very good. Well, go ahead. You had something you want to say.
I was just going to say I had mentioned silicone spray earlier, and a lot of people don't keep that on hand, but it really is. I use it for a million things. But another thing this time of year we might use it for, if your car still has key locks in the doors, stick that thin little red nozzle in there and just hit it lightly so that lubrication runs down inside the door, and then open the door and spray the mechanism that unlocks the door and locks the door, and you hopefully will avoid any frozen doors.
That's good advice. I remember when I was a kid, how many of those doors you opened up?
Or you couldn't open them. You remember you'd have that, like you said earlier, we're going to have that rain. It would freeze that night, and then you couldn't even get in your car. It's like, oh, shoot, man.
No, you're right. You're right about that 100%. 888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. If you want to try to get a question in before the end of the show, we're here. I want to remind people, stick around for the bonus hour between noon and 1 featuring Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. Great interview. You get a ton of knowledge. Just stick around listening to Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Randy from Canton. Good morning, Randy. You're on with the guys.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. We own a cabin up in the woods near West Branch, and it's been a summertime cabin, no insulation. And now that we're retiring, we're looking at maybe going up there and spending time in the winter. A while back, we had windows installed, and normally windows about 6 inches thick. About 3 inches of this sticks outside the house. The walls are only about 2.5-3 inches thick, where the outside wall and the inside wall are one piece. What can we do to insulate that place?
Chuck, do you remember our friend Pat Bush's cottage he had up there? Same kind of thing. The walls.
North of Alpena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so as you look at it from the inside, Randy, it's just wood.
Yeah, it's knotty pine wood on the inside, and it's paneling on the outside.
Yep. I mean, you sure would rather not damage. So where do you want to remodel? Do you want to remodel the outside or the inside?
Good question.
One of them is going to change.
I had one contractor, he says, well, what I have to do is I'm going to put like 2x4s on the inside and then move your paneling in, and it's going to cost you 800 gazillion. And I said, well, not really.
Or you can go to the outside, put rigid foam board up around it, insulate it, and then put a siding over over top of that.
Exactly. Especially your windows currently are sticking out. You know, that I would probably go outside and put a new siding on the outside with rigid insulation.
Randy, are you a slab on grade there? Are you on a concrete slab?
No, we're on over a crawl space, concrete block. The house.
Okay, well, that's a place you can start to insulate that crawl space inside. Will definitely help keep it warmer above.
Yeah, somebody said spring foam in there might be the solution for that area.
Well, on the side walls and in the rim joists, not under the floor.
Yeah, if you can encapsulate that area, you know, Foundation Systems of Michigan goes to West Branch all the time. And encapsulation, they would do that as well. And that would probably be the first place we would start. If you know, comfort and warmth is the most important thing to you, we'd start down there.
Amnesty could do that, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So. Well, does that help, Randy?
Yeah, that helps. And I have to insulate the ceiling if I'm going to heat the place in the winter because I'll get all those ice dams and stuff from the snow on the roof. So, sure. But the outside walls sound like I'm just going to have to live with those.
Yeah, if the budget doesn't allow you to do, you know, to put that rigid foam and, you know, a siding over top of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's good call.
We could have spent a lot of time on that.
We could. You and I have both done that. I remember when I got that cottage. Remember what my cottage looked like when I first bought it? And a couple years later.
As pretty as it did when you sold it.
And I loved it. That was so much fun. Hey, let's stick with the phones. Talk to Karen in Grosse Pointe. Good morning, Karen. You're on with the guys.
I have a driveway that has got about, it was concrete originally, and then it has about 3 coats of asphalt on top of it. And there are places where the big chunks of the asphalt have come off, and I wondered if I can just patch it or if I need, can I just put another one on top?
Boy, with that many coats, I'm surprised the driveway is not higher than your garage or your doors in your house.
Well, it's close.
I bet it is. Long term, your best bet is to remove all of it and put a new concrete driveway in. But once again, if the budget does not allow, there's something called a cold patch, COLD patch, which is you can buy it at any big box store. Do it in the summertime, though. Do it when it's nice and warm out and leave those sitting in the warmth before you put them in. Clean out those potholes, let's call them potholes or cracks, really well with a power washer.
Potholes.
Yeah, a power washer, a hose, and then let them dry very well. And then you can put this stuff in there and grab a tamper, a block, something to tamp it down. And that will temporarily fix the issue.
Okay. So they'll be a different color than the rest of the driveway, of course.
It's a black product like asphalt. It looks like a new asphalt when you're done, but it'll fade. So now if you want to get an estimate on a new driveway, Brickworks Property Restoration, who's not far from you, is the company we'd recommend.
Okay. What is the name of the company again? I don't hear very well, so.
That's okay. Neither do we. Brickworks Property Restoration.
Brickworks.
Brickworks. Yep. And the phone number is really
easy.
Phone number is 877 Masonry. Thank you so much, Karen.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay. Have a happy day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And I think Karen's radio is on and she's still listening to us. So
yeah.
After you put that cold patch on, you could put an asphalt sealer over the entire driveway and it would kind of blend it in and make it look more monolithic.
You know what? It would. You're absolutely right. Hey, everybody, stick around. There's another hour of the Inside Outside Guys bringing you an absolute ton of information when it comes to getting your ducts clean, getting insulation put in your house, your dryer vents, get those dangerous dryer vents cleaned up, and get better air quality in the air to the parts of your house by sticking around for the next hour and listening to our special in-house conversation with Steve Dickinson and Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning.